Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee from Prevent Connect, and I am speaking today with Adrienne Velasquez, who is the program manager at the Migrant Clinicians Network, and he's going to be talking about their project, Hombres Unidos. How are you doing today, Adrienne?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you doing?
Doing fine. I'm really glad to get a chance to be able to talk to you about your program, which is a primary prevention program to prevent family violence working with low-literacy Spanish-speaking migrants. So can you describe a little bit of what Hombres Unidos is?
Hombres Unidos, as you stated, is a primary prevention program focused primarily on Latino migrant men. It's a five-session workshop, and the five-session workshop actually goes over the topics of gender roles and male socialization, defining sexual intimate partner violence, understanding power and its role in violence, and also it helps in developing skills to prevent and respond to violence. And the way the workshop actually works is it is implemented once weekly normally, generally around the migrant farm worker type schedule where the migrant has unknown hours. And so we pick one day out of the week and facilitators implement the program normally in a participant home or in a community area where the men can go and participate for these 2-hour long sessions.
I think this is actually much more than a five-session curriculum because a big part of it is that you have the facilitators and that the facilitators, as I understand it, are peers from the community that are going through often promotora programs and that they've been going through the training and so they are providing leadership to members of their own community.
Correct. We normally have worked with organizations that have a long, extensive history with the promotor model. And so what we do is we train them around the topic of violence and then how to implement the Hombres Unidos curriculum.
Can you briefly describe what a promotora program is for our listeners who aren't familiar with it?
The promotora, the promotor model, is the health reach out worker. And so what they do is they normally go out and outreach to participants in a certain community or area and on different health topics.
What you're doing here is then adding the issue of family violence prevention as a health topic for the community. As you've done this program and you've been implementing this program while you developed the program starting in 2005 since 2007, and you've been doing these sessions, what are some of the lessons that you've learned from doing all of that, implementing of that program?
The acceptance of learning prevention strategies. We have learned a lot from these facilitators on how it has actually changed their perception on issues concerning intimate partner violence and then how that can translate into facilitating the curriculum with their peers, with the participants.
Can you give me an example of some of the shifts that have taken place?
There was one particular facilitator that I've been in contact with who's implemented the program, and he's generally very excited when reporting back on how the program is going. And one of the things that he had said was that it's great to see the changes that are occurring with the men in terms of their beliefs. And what's even most impressive is how it's actually changing my perception on some of the things that I do, as well as other facilitators that are working through the program. For example, like the gender stereotyping or the male socialization and how it contribute to views of violence. And also the continuum of violence and understanding how one thing can lead to another. And it's eye-opening in a sense.
You said you've trained about 20 facilitators over the last several years. That indeed you're now creating a whole group of men who are really going to be agents of change within their community and who have already been caring about some health issues and now they're really taking on the issues of family violence prevention. One of the things that's really interesting to me is that you did this with original funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and then currently you're also a grantee from the Office of Violence Against Women in the Department of Justice on their Engaging Men's Initiative, and so you're helping leverage some of the funding there. And then you've also been getting funding from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation under their Strengthen What Works initiative to evaluate this. Can you tell me a little bit about what you've been doing and learning from the evaluation?
That process through the Robert Wood Johnson, it was a 3-year process. And initially it focused on the curriculum adjustments and really focusing on how we've said something or what we've said and where it fit into the mold of the certain sessions, how they were created. And so we learned a lot on workshop implementation, just fundamentals on that. And then throughout the years, we've learned more on our evaluation on how to measure the changes in the knowledge, attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors from men.
What's been the overall theme of what you've seen in the shift through implementing this program?
The overall theme is that the curriculum and the method of implementation has been working in terms of from first session to fifth session and increased knowledge and the increased knowledge of the participants.
Can you describe a little bit about some of the behavioral shifts that you're starting to notice that sounds like around becoming more active bystanders?
One of our sessions is really on developing skills to prevent violence but within themselves and then also as bystanders to respond to violence if they are witnessing that. Through our pre and post test, we do ask questions on if you were to witness a certain type of violence, whether it's verbal abuse or physical abuse, would you know what to say to respond to it? And from the pre to the post, we've seen a general shift in the right direction on men knowing how to respond or saying that they would know how to respond to those situations.
If someone wants to learn more about this and get your curriculum is available as part of a package of getting some training, how would people get more information?
The information is all on our website on www.migrantclinician.org and also through my email, which is avelasquez@migrantclinician.org. And through calling me in general, I'm available almost all day, every day, to talk about the program.
What are some of the lessons that you think would be helpful for other prevention practitioners so they can be able to improve their prevention practice from something you've learned?
The success of using that promotor model, of using peers and using men to engage other men. That's one of the lessons in what I've seen that has aided in this shift as a result of the curriculum, is that these men are recruiting other men that could possibly be reluctant to walking into this program like this. However, with the use of this promotor model, they do have this built existing relationship with the participants that they can recruit them, and the program itself will help with the retention.
You talk about such an important piece, and they're building on the assets within these communities to be able to create change and really strengthening these facilitators, men as leaders in their community to create change. So I really look forward to learning more about your project as it goes. And I know you're working on a messaging campaign, and we look forward to learning from that. I know you're just at the beginning stages of that, but we look forward to learning more. So thank you, Adrian, for joining me today.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CALCASA.org.